All right, y'all, you've been listening to the Ride Home with Michael Reed Show, and in the studio with us, we've got Zach Coffey. He made the trip in from, what did you say, Arlington?
Arlington
yeah. today, and I've been talking to his radio promoter, and finally got him some time to come up here today, and he's going to play some music for you, so tell us a little about yourself, and where your music's come from, and where you want it to go. That's right, the main thing I always ask.
The long story, you know, I grew up in Yukon, Oklahoma. It's the hometown of Garth Brooks. That's like our claim to fame. And so I think ultimately my motto has always been bigger than Garth, right? And that's
where
I want to be. And but I actually sang opera music when I was in college. I went to Oklahoma Baptist University, picked up a great drinking habit and a lot of student loans.
Okay.
And sang opera music, and then had a couple offers to do that out of school, and just really wasn't interested, and wanted to write my own stuff and go back to the music that I always grew up listening to. So that's what
Which
I did.
Nothing wrong with saying the word Garth Brooks, because you know it's Oklahoma thing. I like Garth Brooks. He's kind of making a comeback here lately too.
Hey man, you know? I know
it's been a while.
Yeah,
but he's still got it.
Yeah, he does.
Still got it.
Yeah.
So what do you want to play for us first? Because I play your song Wildfire like every day.
Well, thanks.
So
yeah, that one's it's kind of, this new EP is a new direction. You want something off the new EP, or you want an old one?
You can do
one.
Either way, because we're gonna run this thing for at least 30 minutes.
All right.
Just tell me you're the boss.
Well,
you play what you want.
The first song I ever wrote, and hopefully maybe some people will remember it. But I wrote a song. I was in college, and on a Sunday morning, I was at church, and this old man, he came up to me. He said, "Zach, I've been married almost 40 years, and there's a trick to it." And he said, "You have to find somebody who's going to love you despite all the stupid stuff that you're going to do." And he said, "You got to find somebody that loves you anyway." And so I went home and took like the 5 chords I knew, and wrote my first song, and came down to Texas and released it as a radio single. It was a top 10 and stayed on the charts for me for a long time. But it's been like 3 years, and so you mentioned the Garth Brooks comeback. I feel like this is my comeback. Even
this is the Zach Coffey comeback.
That's it. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know how strong of a first coming that it was. It was no Garth Brooks, but yeah. So this song, hopefully you guys recognize it, is called "I Love You Anyway." Baby, I just needed a break. She smiles and tells you that's okay. Can't hide your whiskey breath as you stumble into bed. But she whispers, "I love you," and gives you one more kiss. How does she keep it up? And how much more can she take? One more night out with the guys, worth watching her say goodbye. After she say, "Well, I love you anyway." It ain't every night you try to justify. Track of time. does she keep it up? And how much more can she take? Yeah, there's one more night out with the guys. We're watching her say goodbye. That does she say?
We said that's one of your older ones, though, right?
Yeah, first song I ever wrote.
First song that you ever wrote. Okay. Now, explain to the listeners out there, whenever you first started the interview here, you said EP. What's the difference between, you know, everybody says my new EP is coming out. I mean, back in the day, it used to be all my new record single coming out. I mean.
Yeah, you know, really, I think the biggest difference is we put a nice name on a financial spin is what happened. Yeah. So we said, we can afford to record 5 songs, and so we're going to call it an EP, and we're going to go release that. And I think that's kind of where everything is trending, honestly. It's I can do an EP about every year.
Right.
A new record, you know, it'll sit for a couple years. And so for me, it's kind of...
It's easier to just go ahead and pump out 5 songs.
I'd love to get 5 out and really have a theme behind it and push it, and then... Okay. Get ready for the next thing.
So your next new EP is called Genesis, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So what's the idea behind that name? So we already talked about Wildfire earlier, but kind of give us a little background on what you came up with on.
Yeah, so Genesis, you know, it's the beginning and uh-huh. a fresh start. And so I think when I first moved down here and I started doing my own stuff, I was figuring myself out in a lot of respects, and you know, that first single was the first song I ever wrote, and I didn't know who I was, and I think I had to go live for a little bit and have something to write about and have a story to tell. And this new EP it's a new sound, and it's something different. And there's somebody told me in an interview, they said, this is soul country, and that's kind of stuck for me.
That does kind of, on the Wildfire, yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah, that kind of brings it into perspective for me.
It's not your grandparents' country, but that's my roots, and that's where I came from, but it's my unique sort of spin, I guess.
Okay, so out of the EP on here, what's your favorite out of the 5?
My favorite, and it's only because I have such a strong personal connection, is Nobody Frames Bad Days.
Okay.
I was married before, and I always preface this. I say I play sad songs, but I'm not a sad person.
I can see that. Okay, yeah.
But I was married before, and my ex-father-in-law was a pastor, and... So my ex-wife and I, everything was perfect, right, in the public. And you could never really talk about anything going wrong, and you never admitted anything was bad. And then we went through a divorce, and everybody was really shocked. And I think in some respects it shocked us a little bit, too, that we were at that point. And I went to my friends, Troy and Cassie Brooks. We wrote the song together, and I told them, you know, you get on Instagram and all that stuff, and everybody posts all the good stuff, you know? Everybody, oh, I'm on vacation. It's like, does this person live on vacation? What's the deal? But nobody ever talks about when them and their husband are yelling at each other, or when their
normal
kids,
everyday
Yeah, when
stuff.
Their kids are acting terrible. And so you start to think that it doesn't exist, but it absolutely does. And I said, you never go into somebody's house and above their fireplace is a picture of their worst day ever. And that's kind of where I had the idea of Nobody Frames Bad Days.
Okay. You got to do that one for us today?
Sure, man. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that one next.
All right. I can do that.
That sounds like a good intro for it. There we go.
Let me tune that. Thank you. Well, she looked like an angel. Ain't funny how those moments they fade. I thought love was worth the fight, but it ain't black and white. The lives they had in gray.
I can see that, but I'm going to try to cheer you up a little bit. So I'm talking about it being a sad song. Over this past weekend, it was my wife and I's anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And the funny thing is, we just go on these little random trips of my wife's a big Goodwill shopper, you know. Yeah. Everything's new every day, you know, coming in there. So we were out in Cleburne, and we went over there. And in the art section, my last name is Reed, and of course hers is now too. And we found this framed R that was put on like a toe sack, potato sack, or whatever. Somebody did it. It's just an R, and it says established, and it was the year we got married.
That's awesome, man.
That we just happened to find that. So that is now hanging on our mantle.
See,
so,
and she'll never let you live it down. Anytime you say you don't want to go shopping, she's going to say, no, well, we have to.
We have remember to. Because remember time. Last time we found yeah. that? Yeah. I mean, just random stuff. That's now, I'm awesome. Reading your EP here.
Yeah.
That you got a huge thank you going out to somebody named Steve.
Yeah.
So,
Steve Benatti.
Yeah. It says here, man, I gotta be your friend forever. Get a front row table for any show for the rest of his life. So
yeah, man. He we'll call him the executive producer of this EP.
And, that's a good way to put it.
So he is become a great friend.
Yeah. But I really like that nobody frames bad days.
Thanks.
Okay. So I play Wildfire all the time, so we might play that. I don't know if we will or not. I play it all the time. So what's the story behind Fire Without a Flame?
Fire Without a Flame. That one's fun, man. You know Prophets and Outlaws?
Mm-hmm.
So Matt and Steven, we wrote that song together. And I just said, you know, I got to quit writing downer songs. I need like an upbeat... you get the girl, right?
Yeah, we actually win. Your dog comes home. Your
yeah.
truck starts. I got you. Yep.
Yeah, so we wrote this one, and it's a lot of fun. It's just kind of – it's something that's a little different, and I think this is a song when we play it, kind of takes people by surprise. They're like, this isn't the stuff that I'm used to hearing, but it's fun.
Well, cool. Lay that one down on us.
All right, let's hear it.
Say, thinking we could do some talking before I watch you walk away. I feel something going on here. Think I saw a spark here. There ain't no dancing without dancer. Ain't no flood without rain. Let's take a chance like there's some hopeless romance. There's no prize without a game. There ain't no fire without a flame. Can I buy you what you're drinking? For your friends can grab your hand. They're all thinking, well, they don't understand. We got something going on here. Got ourselves a spark here. There ain't no dancing without dancer. Ain't no flood without a rain. Let's take a chance like there's some hope, some answer. There's no prize without a game. There ain't no fire without a flame. We got something going on here. Got ourselves a fire, dear. Oh, yeah. There ain't no dancing without dancers. Let's take a chance like there's some hope, some answer. There's no prize without a game. There ain't no buzz without a dream. Ain't no fire without a flame. Ain't no fire without a flame.
You're right, that's kind of a fun song.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I like that one. All right, so next on the list, we're looking at Over Ain't Over.
Over Ain't Over. Yeah, so I go to Nashville every 4 or 5 weeks, and I have a friend up there. His name's Mike Fiorentino. He actually writes a lot for Granger Smith and has written with quite a few big names, and he's sort of my inn in Nashville. He hooks me up with all my rights and just a really great dude. And I was sitting one morning, we were having coffee in his office, and he said, I told him I was kind of looking for songs. And I said, it's kind of weird. I've never recorded a song that I didn't write. And he goes, I have a song for you. And he played Over Ain't Over. And just right when I heard the demo, I was like, yeah, that's
it?
A song for me. And I love it. It is kind of weird. I didn't write it, but I feel like I did. And so he wrote it with some other friends of his in Nashville, and there were some holds, some big names had some holds on it. Unfortunately, I got to cut it. So
wow,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, you didn't write it, but you got it's in your history that you did it.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah. Man. Yeah. And it's it was kind of the first time that I was like. Like I said, first time I'd ever cut something that somebody else did or somebody else wrote. And I always said, no matter what, I'm going to sing music that is true to me, and this song definitely
It still rung a chord with you.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear Over Ain't Over.
The cord, you walked away, you made it look so easy. Didn't skip a beat, didn't miss a step onto the next. Sinking in, you said goodbye. I'm sinking in this California king size quicksand bed of regret. At the end of the night, there's a sunrise. Song we danced all night long till I played it out. You faded out. I'm still hanging on. At the end of the night is a sunrise. At the bottom of a glass is another round. Tangle up, get stuck, and rewind. It's so
having fun yet?
Sure, man. Yeah. I love playing
hopefully,
these songs.
Hopefully the drive wasn't too bad for, in from Arlington. I know the traffic like can be kind of bad.
Not
yeah.
Not bad at all.
And I like the fact that we get people in here and play as much music as they can. I had a young man in here a couple weeks ago, and his promoter took him to the little station. It was out in kind of like the sticks like we are. But he said it was over before it started. So he was only in there for like 5 minutes. and the DJ was like, okay, well, we did all we're going to do. You've already taken up 10 minutes of my airtime.
Thanks for coming in. I'm like, yeah, sometimes, you know.
I do these for at least 30 minutes
cares.
Or so. I mean, come on. You took the time to drive down here. The least I could do is give you, you know,
well,
30
thanks,
minutes,
man. I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, sometimes you're in and out, and
you walk in, they play your song, they ask you a couple questions,
and then
boot you on out
yeah,
the door.
They don't care. You're not George Strait.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So all I ask is, you know, when you do get to the next level, say, just remember this little radio station
come
in Granbury. I gave you
yeah.
30 minutes.
Well, the lake's right here, so
well, heck
that's
yeah.
a great excuse.
Yeah, it's a great excuse yeah. to come down. So and I gave him a couple of venues he's going to check while he's in town,
definitely.
Too. I'm not going to drop the names on here because they haven't paid their sponsorship
that's
in a
right.
while.
Yeah.
All right, so all right, we got Ease Your Mind.
So I don't do Ease Your Mind
you
acoustic.
You do not do that one acoustic.
It is so funky, and like You listen to it later.
And I will do that. I'll play it later on, probably tomorrow. What I'll do is I'll put it into this interview and throw it in there with it.
Yeah, you're going to be like, what is this? And okay. I wrote that one with Prophets and Outlaws, too. And they're kind of, you know...
Not everything you can do acoustically. It just can't.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And there's barely any acoustic on it. But we have some killer keys players. And we actually have an EP release show August 25th. At a venue in Fort Worth. You can get tickets on my website. And I have the keys player that played on this song, and I'm so pumped.
Well, what's the venue in Fort Worth?
Fort Worth Live.
Fort Worth Live. Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah. Okay, and your website is?
ZachCoffey.com. So ZachCoffey.
Feffey, yeah. Not E-E.
Like
E-Y.
The drink, just not
just
the
same. With a Y on it. Okay, yeah. .com. All right, and you can buy tickets on there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, so... Then that leaves us with 4 out of the 5 songs we can play today. And so that brings us to Wildfire. Now, that one was sent to me, you know, like first out of all this stuff. So this must be like, what's the backstory on that song?
Yeah, so the same people that I wrote Nobody Frames Bad Days with, Troy and Cassie Brooks, they have a husband and wife duo called Blue Honey. They're awesome. And... this song actually almost didn't make the EP because we hadn't written it. And there was actually a Paul Thorne song that Paul told me that I could cut. And I'm in love with that Paul Thorne tune. And I will cut it in the future. But I came to them with this idea. And we sat in their house and we wrote this song like a week before we went in the studio. And I said, man, I got to cut this.
Okay.
And I ended up being a single and... Yeah, so
yeah, because that was the first one that your promoter sent to me, like
yeah,
right
it's
out of
the radio
right out
right
of the
now,
bat. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna hear the radio single now, Wildfire.
You want me to play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you said you just can't do Ease Your Mind, but you can do the other one.
Yeah, I could do Wildfire.
Well, let's
yeah.
do that. I like putting people on the spot. It's fun.
She'll start a fire just to cry for help. No one comes to save her from her living hell. Silence is deafening. She can't escape. She points her fingers but has no one else to blame. Call it love.
pretty much glad I saved that one for last, because, man, you got to warm up the pot for
that
one.
Yeah, that's a weird one to play acoustic, too, because it's so driving and
that sounded good,
really
though.
Really get going. Thanks, man.
That's one thing I've heard about. This little radio station's been around for over 40 years, and everybody that comes in here says the acoustics are, like, really good in these studios.
Yeah,
I mean, they knew what they were doing back then. I mean,
yeah.
It's just a good room. I just love to hear live music played here. All right, Zach, thanks for coming in to the Ride Home with Michael Reed show all the way down here in Granbury, Texas.
Thanks for
Make sure
me.
To go to ZachCoffee.com, buy those tickets for Fort Worth Live, and check out his music. We're going to be playing it every day on the Ride Home with Michael Reed show. I'll make a deal. I'll make sure and play at least two of them every day right up until your big venue
thanks.
For you. And then on GranberryRadio.com, that's 24 hours a day. You can actually go to our website, and you can browse our library, and you can actually look up Zach Coffee's music and play it on demand.
Well, thank you.
So, all right, thanks for coming in, and don't be a stranger. Come back again in like a month or so.
Thanks so much.